Let's ride. Let's ride.
Broncos.
Let's ride.
Perfect.
Okay.
One more time. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Broncos country is going to be riding with a new head coach. Adam Schefter is...
the new head coach of the Denver Broncos.
Not the new head coach of the Denver Broncos.
Weird choice, I think. Very connected. Not sure what scheme he'll run.
And Sean Payton is going to be the new head coach of the Denver Broncos.
Oh,
Adam Schefter is reporting...
That makes a lot more sense.
...that... they've agreed, the Saints have agreed, because they had his contract right, so there has to be a trade for Sean Payton's services. And the trade is going to be Denver's first-round pick this year and next year's second-round pick for Sean Payton and the Saints' third-round pick next year.
So the Broncos go in deeper on giving up compensation after getting fleeced in the Russell Wilson trade. In that trade, they gave up a first, second, and fifth in 2022, and a first and second in 2023. Now they give up their other first-round pick this year, which is number 29.
Well, that's what I was just looking, right? Because the Seahawks have their first-round pick this year based on their own merits, which is the fifth pick in the draft. So I was like, well, so where does Denver pick? And I was like, oh, right. They got a pick from the Niners. So they have the 29th. So it's the 29th pick in the draft.
Yeah.
And next year's second round pick for Sean Payton.
And a third.
And they
this
get
year.
Back a third for next year.
Yeah.
So they don't have a second next year. They have an extra third. Whew. And they get Sean Payton, but they don't get a first round pick this year. But it was the 29th pick in the draft. So
all
not
right.
a high pick.
So is there anything else we can trade to Denver for any other picks, or do they not have any other picks left? That's a whew. To give up a one, would you give up a one and a two for Sean Payton?
When
you've got Russell Wilson who needs to be saved and rescued?
Well,
or does it go beyond Russell Wilson?
I don't think it goes beyond Russell Wilson. I think it's the Walton family
thinking this guy will fix Russell Wilson
and thinking that he'll stability. Like, they just had to pay Nathaniel Hackett $15 million to not work for them. They're the new owners of the team. They want to restore relevancy. Like, and so it's like, we need to get a coach.
That's quite a run for Denver. They give up all that for Russ, hire a coach, and then pay him $15 million to go away.
Yes.
And now trade all this stuff for another coach, who, of course, they have to pay now.
And they'll pay way more than they paid Nathaniel Hackett.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll probably pay him $15 million a year.
Walmart prices are going up, folks.
Yeah, seriously. Like, that I think it is a stability play. It is, we know he can do the job. We know we need some sort of prayer of salvaging our borderline sunk cost $250 million quarterback asset.
Do we know he can do the job? What's his career record without Drew Brees, Sean Payton?
It's not great, but he did get Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston, God, what are the numbers on that season? Didn't Jameis Winston have a 30-30 season?
In Tampa. The 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions was in Tampa.
Okay, so that was with Bruce Arians.
That was with Bruce Arians.
Okay, but then what did he do?
It was better. He was definitely better in New Orleans, but not explosive. Like, they kind of simplified things.
Man, Jameis Winston's 2019 season with Tampa was an adventure.
Yeah, the 30-30?
Unbelievable. He led the league. This is a fun football.
Passing yards?
He led the league in pass attempts.
Okay.
Passing yards and interceptions.
Hey, shoot or shoot, right?
Yeah.
You throw a lot out there, you probably can get a lot messed up too.
And he's still number one in crab legs stolen. Still number one. And Uber drivers yelled at, as far as I know.
So does Kevin James now replace Sean Payton on the Fox pre and post like he did the movie for as him on Netflix?
I think that's the natural order of things. Where it should go. But yeah, Jameis in 2019 had that roller coaster of his 5,100 passing yards.
Oh, man.
33 touchdowns, 30 picks, 626 pass attempts with Bruce Arians just saying YOLO. But then just 2 years later, in 2021,
yeah,
he started seven games and had 14 touchdowns against three picks.
All right, but he only started seven games because that was the Taysom Hill combo year.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, is Sean Payton proven without Drew Brees? No, he isn't. Mm-hmm. But he took a guy who threw 30 interceptions in 16 games and had him only throwing three interceptions in seven games. Mm-hmm. But the completion percentage was not very good. So, I don't know. Yeah. Most of the time, it doesn't work, right? I mean, I guess Tampa won with Gruden.
With Gruden.
So you'd say, but they traded.
And the Pats traded for Belichick.
Multiple firsts.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pats did end up having
Pats
to trade
for Belichick.
Because Belichick quit on the Jets.
Yeah. So it can work, which is why it continues to happen every once in a while. But man, you're right. It's stability. It's the Walton family thinking we need to reestablish ourselves as a viable and stable NFL franchise, and this is the guy to do it. But has any pro sports organization given away things three times in a row like the run Denver's on? They are on a heater of giving up assets.
Well, the Rams, but they were winning.
They won.
Right. The Rams traded for Jalen Ramsey and Matt Stafford. They traded away and Khalil Mack. They did a lot of adding and, you know, free agency and trading away draft picks.
Do you remember when the White Sox traded Ozzie Guillen to the Marlins?
Yes.
For two minor league prospects?
I do. Because I saw Marlins personnel on the subway, on the L that day. Saw a guy who I later was able to identify as the assistant GM of the Marlins.
On the L?
Yeah, wearing his Marlins gear. It's like, not a uniform. He wasn't a player, but he was wearing like a...
That would have been strange.
Yeah, a golf shirt and a zippy. Like a Marlins zippy. He's like, what? Why are the Marlins people in town?
That wouldn't have been weird. If they make managers in baseball wear uniforms, I wouldn't be surprised if the assistant GM had to wear one too.
Cleats.
Stupidest thing in the world, by the way.
Love what
managers wearing uniforms. Yeah, let the guy wear a pair of track pants.
I don't know, man.
A quarter zip or something.
I like it. I think it's
adorable. Did you just call a quarter zip a zippy?
I did.
Does anyone refer to them as zippies?
Never heard that before.
No? Is that just me?
Yan Martinez and Osvaldo Martinez. I don't know if they're brothers. They could have been a family deal.
But this is the category of coaches traded for?
Yeah.
Is that what you're looking at?
That's who Ozzie was traded for.
Yep.
You're saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yan Martinez and Osvaldo Martinez.
Yeah. I think that it for Denver, it's the 29th pick in the draft. Not easy to hit there. But for the Saints, you got to be thrilled.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He wasn't coaching for you anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, deal.
Wait, what are you offering? Yes, yeah, absolutely.
We need a third? Okay, fine.
Yeah, well, they did give a third back. But yeah, that's nice if you're the Saints. So now the Saints have number 29. And where else? Is that the only one the Saints have? Yeah, because they didn't. Yeah, because they had given up theirs. The Eagles have the Saints pick at number 10.
Was that Chris Olave? Did they move up last year to get Olave at 12 or whatever that was?
But now New Orleans has a pick.
So New Orleans is back into the first round.
Is back into the first round at 29.
Hmm. Yeah, well.
This is fascinating.
I think that Russell Wilson is probably salvageable beyond what he was last year.
So do I.
And he looked better the last, like, two games. But I don't necessarily think. I mean, there's just not a lot of talent. They traded Bradley Chubb. You have Jerry Jeudy. You don't have a lot of draft picks. You've got a very expensive, weird quarterback. You don't have a lot of talent in Denver.
Could you trade for Jerry Jeudy?
That's a name that we've talked about. You probably could. You probably could trade. I mean,
they need picks.
They need picks.
I think their first pick is in the third round.
But they need to. They need to salvage Russell Wilson. And so that would mean you'd want to keep guys like Jerry Jeudy. Their best player is Patrick Surtain, the corner. He's awesome and still on a rookie deal. So that's the best player on the Broncos roster right now. But, yeah, good luck, Sean Payton. You got to beat Justin Herbert and Pat Mahomes and maybe soon to be Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And you have Russell Wilson and no draft picks. But he's probably going to get like $15 million a year. I mean, he can't. He could tell the Walton family to give him anything that they want.
But that's the thing. You're getting to, and as you say,
where are you going, man?
This microphone, man. I'll try the screwdriver on the
you
other
like
side.
An ice pick in your hand.
It's a screwdriver.
Is that what that is?
Do they call?
Wait, hold on.
I know. It's
Danny identifying a screwdriver as an ice pick. It explains a lot about the situation at his house.
I was leading
ridiculous.
Into it.
Yeah,
it's a spider more than it is a snake.
Seriously, no. It's a screwdriver. You use it to fix things and or build things.
I know. It's
around people's homes.
That's what flathead.
Nice.
Yeah. It's not a Phillips.
You know that because it's flat.
Right, it's flathead. It's more of a flathead than a Phillips.
Yeah, good work out of you.
Danny, unfortunately, I think that he made a mistake.
Oh, he did. He definitely did.
They call Patrick Sertan the Iron Curtain out there.
Thanks, man.
Same spelling, I think.
I got you.
Coming up next, the evolution of an impression. And like Jalen Hurts, we have the receipts next on The Score.